Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Read and Grow campaign, a campaign to support the importance of reading and sharing. As we continue to grow, creating campaigns for those with hearing disabilities and those who use sign language, as well as those facing issues because of their sight, we hope you will join in and make your support known. You can visit our website and click the donation button. It will be just that simple. We welcome the financial support given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information, The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are listening to The Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight. And I do mean exciting. Our topic, running away from the truth. Did you hear what I said? The topic, running away from the truth. Woo, that's going to be hot, man. Woo, that's hot there. Put that topic together. I looked in the mirror, and I said, Don, are you running away from the truth? And then I remember the movie, You Can't Handle the Truth. Oh, man. We got a great show for you tonight. We got a great lineup of music. We got a new artist named Bain, B-A-I-N. And I'm telling you, he sounds similar to Michael Franks. I mean, he's not a Michael Franks guy, but this guy can cut. So we got a lot of new music for you. We got a lot of great things. And we are honoring the great music producer, Quincy Jones. And you can't get no better than Quincy. Quincy worked with everybody. I mean, Michael Jackson, Chaka Khan, motion pictures, just everything. Quincy was out there. He would be doing one job. They'd call him and say, Quincy, come down the street and do another one. Then he'd go down the street and do that one. And they'd say, Quincy, go up the river and do this one. They worked Quincy so hard. I think they drove Quincy crazy. Quincy worked with Stevie Wonder. I mean, there is nobody that has not wanted to work with the greatest music composer, not just black, but the greatest music composer, Quincy Jones. So we're going to be talking tonight. Again, running away from the truth or facing the truth in your life can be a term that can be misunderstood now. It really can be misunderstood. Truth does not change, no matter the situation. It will always be the founder of vision. And I know you're going to say, Don, what do you mean by that? I'm telling you, we're going to talk about it. Truth is always the founder of vision. So I want you to think about that. 7:05, my board is lit up with blue lights, with people listening from all over the place. And I like that, man. And June 11th, we're going to be celebrating 8 years of being on air. So you know, man, we're going to cut up. But without further ado, we're going to get into a track that I know Quincy would love. And I think he had something to do with this track, but I'm not sure. Then I will check out the background history. But anyway, this is a track from one of the greatest entertainers in the world and will be one of the greatest in the world. Nobody could beat him. It is Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5. I want to be where you are. I just want to be. I want to be where you are. Oh, man, I'm starting to cry already all over my computer. Evidently, he really wants to be where she is. He said, hey, look, I want to be where you are. Oh, man, that's a heck of a song. And just think, he was Michael Jackson, little bitty thing with the Jackson 5. Man, they cut up. That has been the best entertainer in the world. So I'm telling you, man, you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And if you want to listen to the show from all over the world, you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial. Or you can go online to my website, dsmpublications.net. Hit the big on-air button that's in red, and you'll be listening to the show. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you'll be listening to the show. But I'm telling you, man, tonight we've got some dangerous music. We got some dangerous artists. And I'm telling you, think about what I said. Write it down on a piece of paper. We always ask you to write it down. Running away from the truth. And it may not even be what you think it is. So you got to write it down, because I believe that truth is the founder of vision. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to get you all hyped up and say, you know what? That Don S. McClure is right. It will always be the founder of vision. See, truth will let you know where exactly you're going, where exactly you haven't been, what decisions you've made that were good, what decisions you made that were bad, and it will even work with future visions of your decisions. So we're going to be talking about that tonight, running away from the truth. You know, sometimes you have to run, and then sometimes you have to stay. So we're going to really talk about that. We're going to jump to a track by another international artist that I just can't get enough of, Chaka Khan. And she's got a track called Nobody Gonna Love You Like I Do. I'm telling you, man. Chaka said, "Kate, nobody. Whoop it on you." Ooh, I can't say that. My sister will get me. She's an evangelist. And then my priest is already tuning in on the Skype. Put his hands up like he's doing the exorcist. Tell my Don, you are the demon. Let me put this track by Chaka Khan, Nobody.
Nobody. Nothing better. Nobody. Nothing better. You.
And we're back. And you're listening to Chaka Khan, Nobody. And we're having a little technical difficulties. So we're going to straighten that out. We're going to jump to a track by Bane. We want you to get introduced to Bane while we check out some things. It's from his official video called Let Me Be. And we'll be right back on the Don S. McClure Show. Bane, Let Me Know. That's one of our featured new artists. And again, we're talking tonight about running away from the truth. So that's the thing that you got to do sometimes. Sometimes you got to run away from it. The truth or facing the truth in your life can be a term that can be misunderstood. Truth does not change no matter the situation. It will always be the founder of vision. I say vision because the truth or the understanding of truth will be placed and based on the situation that calls an action, whether verbal or written, in your life. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, you will be able to face the causes and action caused by the truth. Truth, when you find that it is the opposite of your thoughts or your opinions, or that truth will make you make an unpleasant decision. You know, sometimes you're faced with the truth and you need a divorce, you need a change in a personal relationship concerning a lover or potential lover or a son or a daughter or a job or even an association or a group, or your finances and how to make them healthy again. You know, that's one of the things that's important when you're out there thinking about the truth. So running away from truth can be based on your action to avoid a situation. Sometimes facing the truth can help you avoid a confrontation, which could include action or verbal communications. You know, you have, let's say, like a stalker, or you have a disgruntled employee. Sometimes the truth tells you to avoid that situation and take some alternative action, which may mean like getting the authorities involved. You know, a lot of times we talk about domestic violence, and sometimes you do have to face the truth that you need to do something stronger than what that piece of paper says as keeping them away from you. You know, and it may be an unpleasant decision that you say, got to take my kids out of the school, I got to move to another area, but I need to get my attorneys involved so that I don't lose as much time. You know, so running away from the truth doesn't physically mean running away. You just may have to do some changes. So we're going to be talking about that tonight on the show. And I'm telling you, we've got some great music for you, but we also want you to ponder that, because a lot of people thought, yeah, you're just going to be talking about running away from the truth and you won't be able to face it. But that's not what we're saying. Sometimes running away from the truth is when a bad situation is facing you and you need to move away from it. You need to say, you know what? I'm not dealing with that anymore. I'm not dealing with old relationships that pop up in my new relationships because they're in my head. So I need to run away from the truth of saying, why are these old relationships plaguing me? I need to get rid of that. See, a lot of times the truth is the issue, and sometimes you have to run away from it to make it right. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got another great track for you. We're going to jump to a track by George Benson. It's called Living in High Definition. And as we come back, we've got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show. Talking tonight about running away from the truth. And running away from truth can be based on your action to avoid a situation, a action or a verbal confrontation, and a situation where you may have made a mistake in your actions and words, where you could have been wrong or in error. Now, what do we mean by running away from the truth? You know, when you get a chance to sit down and think about it, you say, you know what? I said something to him that was just totally incorrect, and I didn't get a chance to look at it. And so facing the truth of that, I kept saying it was that person and what he said and how he did it that made me react, when the truth of the matter was you were in error. So you can run away from the truth when you don't accept that maybe it's you, maybe it's your opinion, maybe it was just a misunderstanding. So then you have to come back and say, you know what, I have to apologize. And a lot of times, a lot of us do that. You know, we're so bent on our opinion based on past relationships that we bring that right to the new relationship. And then sometimes you have to sit back and think and say, you know what, that was really wrong of me. We're going to play a track by Joe Sample and Layla Hathaway. And it's actually kind of talking about what I just said. Layla is saying to the guy that now that he's made it in life and he's up there in a big star, he has forgotten when she was there. when she was like by his side and told him he couldn't make it. And a lot of times we get too big for our britches. That's what somebody told me. And, you know, sometimes you forget. You got to think back. I always say thanks to a lot of people because I couldn't have made it to even some of the success that I've had. So I want you to listen to the words in this track. And she's like, hey, you know, everybody thinks you're doing well and they're applauding you. But don't forget who was there for you. You know, and like I say, sometimes we forget not even just a person. Sometimes it's just a neighborhood. We forget the places we were born in, the communities we played in, the ground or the grass or whatever it was, because we don't want to say we came from that area. But there's nothing wrong with it. Just say, hey, and that's what I mean by running away from the truth. You grew up in a poor community. Now that you've made it, you're like, no, I'm a big shot, and I don't know nothing about that. So you got to try to remember. Let me just play this track by Joe Sample and Layla Hathaway, and I think you'll get the message. She says, always remember, my friend, you know, our paths will cross again. That's so nice.
Everyone's your friend, although
And you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only, Don S. McClure. We are working on the show. It's not streaming, but it is playing. So if you got it on your phone, you can hear it. Yeah, on the phone. Yeah, it's not streaming. Yeah, so let's see what we can do. Yeah, and then text me back. All right, thank you. Okay, so we're back, and we're on air. We're not streaming, but if you're listening to the show on your phone, then you can get the show. So we need to find out what happened to the stream. So all you people out there that's listening to it on the phone, you can still get the greatest show, the Don S. McClure Show. Wow. That's deep. We're going to jump to a track by Quincy Jones and Ray Charles and Chaka Khan. And when we come back, we're going to have more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show.
Like Visa, MasterCard, American Express, turn my dance up. world today, remarkable stories are the vehicles to inspire us. No matter where we live or work, a delightful story reaches your heart and fills your mind with exceptional emotions of courage and victory. Renowned American author Don S. McClure has created one of those stories you will never forget. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field. This incredible story of two talented young ladies who, because of their separate life challenges since birth, fight their way to the top of their field while growing up to make their dreams a reality. One girl will bring total victory for those like her, living with an impairment that costs her 90% of sight. Sierra Leone Winston will force the world to understand and respect her as a whole human being who happens to be different from birth. Our story includes the courageous views of Sierra's two loving parents, willing to face the world and all its ugly perceptions of their child, born with an affliction. The second star of the story, Amaryllis Martinez, is one of the top five ranked pitchers in high school history. In this unique story, you will learn the value of true friendship in each of their lives, from their schools, communities, close friends, and teammates. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field is one of the best stories for 2018. Written by renowned American author Don S. McClure and available on his website, www.dsmpublications.net and on Amazon.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. If you have dialed in, you could get the show. If you're trying to stream, our system just messed up because of the storm. So that's how it goes. We're going to go to some music and see if we can keep it going. We're going to play another track by Bane called Around the Sun featuring Lady Midnight.
Looking for love. And fall apart, knowing we're the only ones to heal each other's hearts. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
How did we ever lose? Try to say love is a losing game. Should have never tried to play. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
We will love. And the best of friends.
And the best of friends. Oh.
And I hope that we can be that. Ooh. Oh, until the end.
Until the end.
Sometimes. But it's always the friend inside that will make amends. Oh, how did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? We will never be the same. Bring your love on back to me.
Bring it back to me.
Stop this insanity.
Stop this insanity.
Before we go too far.
Before we go.
Before we go too far.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Baby, I just want you to understand just exactly how you make me feel.
Come join My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro, fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y